I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And we coming from a basement to your headphones. Barely even know who we are, but changing the unknown.
Thank you for downloading the Podcastianos. Now here are your hosts, Jordan Hall and Eric Wayne.
In the background, feeling like I'm never gonna get what I deserve, cause I'm chilling in the background, knowing that I'm gonna give it everything.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Christmas episode of the Podcastianos, presented by Martin Supermarkets. Martin's, count on us. My name is Jordan Hall, and I'm joined, as always, by a man who has his own secret blend of 11 herbs and spices. It's Eric Wayne. Eric, it's been a long time. How's your offseason been going?
It's good. I feel for you, Hall. I'm like the least famous person you've talked to on a podcast for probably months now. I feel ashamed of myself.
It's a real weird life I'm living right now. I will tell you that.
So tell me one or two people, famous people, who you've talked to. In the last
couple months, talked to Penny Hardaway. He was really cool.
Anfernee.
Anfernee. We didn't bring up how he went from a very weird name to one of the coolest nicknames ever.
That would be the first question I would ask, but hey, I'm not judging your interviewing.
I'm assuming he's been asked that a time or two before. We try and stay
probably
away from that stuff.
Yes.
Let's see. We talked with Sean Marion, The Matrix.
Yes, The Matrix.
That was cool. Yep. This is more from your era, I would assume. Thurman Thomas, the running back from
Bills?
Hall of Famer?
I was a big Bills fan in the Jim Kelly days, which goes to show I cheer for also-rans a lot.
You would appreciate this. Apparently him and Andre Reed and Jim Kelly all have a group text.
That is awesome. Those three guys are still group texting.
Yeah.
So the greatest football game I have ever watched was the Bills comeback against the then Houston Oilers. Chef's kiss, the greatest football game ever. You unfortunately are too young to have experienced that, but it was so good.
And also not really a huge football fan, so even if I was around, I probably wouldn't have been watching.
So you're probably spending all your time watching Lifetime movies these days and not sports, right? Did you watch of course you referenced the Colonel Sanders KFC Lifetime movie, what is it, Recipe for Passion
Seduction.
Or something? Recipe for Seduction. Yes. Getting right to it.
I believe it debuts this weekend. I didn't watch it. You know me, I don't like movies. They're too long.
Too long.
Yeah.
This is a mini movie. Maybe you can take it in.
Maybe that is my sweet spot.
It's the savory spot for you.
Going down to Florida this weekend to spend some time with Dawn and Steve, crispy. And I think that's what we're gonna do is sit around the couch, watch A Recipe for Seduction. I think my main thing with this is, okay, so you got Colonel Sanders obviously is the main character
Mario Lopez.
First of all, how did he get the gig? And second of all, how would Ronald McDonald not the first one to have gotten their own mini movie?
He's had all those Joker movies, so I'm sure it's, you know, he's busy in those.
As in like the Batman? Is that what we're talking about?
That's not Ronald McDonald? I thought they were the same. I mean, he's clown, right?
I guess they're probably based on him.
Rob.
You know what I'd like to
the
see?
It's a cross between, the Joker's basically a cross between the Hamburglar and Ronald McDonald.
Yeah. So they owe that one dude that stole the McDonald's idea even more. Yeah. I want to see the Taco Bell dog get his own movie.
Yeah, whatever happened to that Chihuahua, it's certainly dead by now.
I was going to say, dogs have very short lifespans. I mean,
that dog, however many dogs they used for those commercials, all dead.
I mean, he lived a hard life, too. Let's not kid ourselves.
He Chiaro'd the Taco Bell, and then he died.
Yeah, he got the diabetes, and, you know, the rest is history. Yeah. How do you feel about Mario Lopez getting the gig?
You know, I think that's great.
I say this with 100% sincerity. If you had acting in your background, I could see you doing this gig. And I mean that in the nicest, most complimentary way.
You think I have the recipe for seduction?
I think we all think that.
The secret. I have the secret herbs and spices.
For sure. I feel like I bring up this bit all the time, but like for something to have made it all the way through to being made, think of how many rooms that had to have been greenlit in.
Yeah. Did you see the link that I put out about how Ultra Music Festival, which is a huge EDM festival, had a guy in a big plastic Colonel Sanders head DJ the crowd, DJ, like do a set at Ultra? So this isn't even the goofiest thing that they've done.
Like, what is? I mean, I got to hear the story now.
Well, I mean, between these two things, I mean, they're both pretty goofy.
So anyway, will you be tuning in? I think that's what everyone wants to know. No.
No, I can't. I won't be able to stomach that. It will be way too cringy for me.
Of all of the questions I have in my notes, that was the one that I thought for sure I had an answer to, and it was yes.
No, I don't think I could. I don't think I could.
Fair enough. All right. If you guys want to get Holly Jolly this Christmas, now available at your neighborhood Martin store, is their incredibly popular wine advent calendars. I know Eric has been guzzling them down.
I have a wine advent calendar. It's not from our trusty sponsor, but...
we'll cut this part. Obviously for Martin's.
I wish I could. I would drive the hour and a half down to my nearest Martin store to pick one up.
That sounds like you've Google Mapsed it.
I'm estimating.
Yeah, so I don't know if you're familiar with the Martin's franchise, but so there's like, I don't know, 20 around the Michiana area. And there's one in Granger, which...
Wait. Did you see Michiana like it's a real thing?
It is a real thing. I'm ashamed that it's a real thing, but it is a real thing.
People say Michiana?
Yes, it's huge. Like Kalamazoo South is all Michiana. I'm not proud of it, but it's a thing.
Not in again?
No, that's terrible.
No, Michiana does sound better.
Yeah. So anyway,
I'm learning. This is an educational podcast.
It is. Anyway, countdown to Christmas with 24 bottles of California wine, not Midwest wine, California wine. Mm-hmm. These make a great gift, or just treat yourself with the weird year we've had. We're pretty sure you deserve it. Martin's Wine Advent Calendar, $64.99, available in stores now while supplies last. And the nice thing about them is we're 14 days in. So if you get one now, you can catch up a couple days, per day. So that's nice. You can
the Advent wine calendar is a nice thing to get a sampling of what you might like. Yeah, otherwise, you might not try some. But this will diversify your palate.
Great gift for kids.
What's that?
Great gift for kids.
Absolutely, people of all ages.
You can learn more at martins-supermarkets.com or by following them on social media at Martin's Markets. Martin's, count on us. So Eric,
to be clear, we're not promoting underage drinking for those. This is a joke, and for those 21 years of age or older.
Yeah, yeah. Wait till it's legal. It's fine. All right. So as I was saying, big announcement. I have changed both my Instagram and Twitter handles.
I saw this.
I wanted
this is big news.
I wanted consistency, and my Jordinho 1 wasn't available on Twitter, and my Jordan Hall 23 wasn't available on Instagram. So I had to go a completely different direction.
I affirm you.
That's nice. I think I asked, did I ask you, like, is this too douchey? Because that was the big thing. I didn't want a handle that was too douchey. I feel like I did okay.
You did well. I approve all.
So anyway, my new handle is at hosted by Jay Hall, because as you guys know, I host podcasts, apparently for a living now. Eric is still at Eric Wayne's Brain. The show is at Podcastianos. And we'd love it, as always, if you would take the time to subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever else you're listening to the show on. Eric says
indeed.
Yes.
Please do that.
All right, Eric, let's get to the news. Enlighten us on the Tigers news, because as you know, I have been away, and I am unaware of all of the happenings that have gone on in the last couple days with the
Detroit
Tigers.
Where to start? There's just so much. Usually the big thrill is the Rule 5 draft.
And it was again.
And it was again.
The only thrill.
We selected a young man by the name of, I hope I haven't heard his name pronounced, Badu?
I would certainly assume so. I've read it, Badu.
Badu, yeah. He's a young, obviously, toolsy outfielder who's going to play some stellar defense for you, but has not played above A ball and has been hurt.
All last year, which, I mean, all minor leaguers had, you know, a difficult year last year, but it's coming off DJ. True. I think it's interesting, and we'll just jump right into it. They kind of went away from the hard-throwing right-hander that you can stash in the bullpen to just make sure that you steal the asset. Like, this is a little bit going back to the swinging for the fences approach to the Rule 5.
Yeah, you know, I think this was the philosophy that, I mean, really started with Victor Reyes. I mean, I think he was just all body and tools, and you hope he would grow into something. And he has. I mean, nobody was harder on him than we were. But in retrospect, that was the right pick.
Yeah.
We have to eat some crow. You know, carrying a high floor middle reliever is more palatable to take along with your club the whole year, but there's just not that upside. These Rule 5 guys are the floor sweepings of players.
Yeah, I mean, if they weren't,
nobody
they'd, be
good
on,
here.
They'd be on a 40-man. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So having a guy who contributes to a major league club is a win in the Rule 5.
Yeah, and it's a double win, because not only does it make us stronger, obviously, but it also weakens our rivals, the Minnesota Twins. So that's a win.
I didn't think of that. Brilliant.
I haven't seen anybody make that take, so put my name by that one.
Yeah. We did lose Will Vest, though. Hard-throwing pitcher.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been, I feel like it's the same as somebody else taking our Reed Garrett. Like, I didn't lose any sleep over it.
The thing I thought about Will Vest was, like, I always wanted an option year, because with some triggers, because then his option Will Vest. that's all. I wanted to keep him for years just to make that one tweet.
It would have gone nuts.
Oh yeah, people, you know, a dozen people might have loved it.
Yeah, definitely. For sure. I have. You know, have mercy on the souls of those dozen people that do like it.
Am I in charge of the? Am I captaining the ship here? Are we going on to the next news item here?
Let's just jump back to the winter meetings, because as always, okay, there actually was a signing today. You know, a little after the winter meetings. So the Royals, they made a couple moves. They brought back
Holland,
I think, and Minor, and they brought back or they signed Carlos Santana. So that's a decent meeting for a team that's not very good.
Right.
White Sox got Lance Lynn. That's, you know, I don't think we're going to compete this year, but if we did, I'd be probably pretty pissed about
how
that.
How about the Mets got our boy?
Yeah. Oh my God.
McCann?
Gosh. That is. So I will give McCann credit. He is a significantly better player now than when he left Detroit. But
sure.
Did I ever picture that he was going to sign a $40 million deal down the line? I can't say that I did. Also, I didn't see him, you know, making an All-Star game. So kudos, but that's some good money for that man. Let's see. Cleveland is literally going to change their name. So they've obviously taken some big steps, and here we sit.
Although it's a little annoying. They issued some stupid press release today saying, oh, we're going to stick it out for 2021 with the Indians name. And then they came up with some BS reason for honoring the legacy, or like, okay, the name is bad and we're going to change it. We should change it, but not right away.
Not yet.
Like, if the reasons are good enough for you to change it now, like, why would just change it now?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's a tough look.
Okay, you have a horse. Is this the time we're going to talk about the name? Like, do you have a horse in this race? What are you angling for?
So I haven't seen this one, but I think we should call them the Cleveland River Fires.
Very clever. A lot of people are going with that.
Crap. That's disappointing. Not I actually hadn't seen anyone say that. I thought that was original. All right. Yeah.
And then there's the classic Cleveland, shall we just say the Urban Dictionary reference to, yeah, that one gets a lot of
activities that typically are associated with the city of Cleveland.
Yeah. Those two jokes have been pretty well covered.
That's
friends.
Really disappointing. I thought I had a fresh one with
you had a corner on that market.
Yeah, apparently not. No. Apparently, I'm not the only one that's aware of history.
No. The leading candidate amongst the social media intelligentsia is the spiders.
I kind of like that.
I like the spiders a lot.
I'm told there's some sort of historical backing to it.
Yeah, they were the spiders for several years, and they were horrible with that name.
Well, I mean, they haven't. It wasn't really this club. The other one, so.
Yeah, really. But the spiders does have some history there. And it's a totally underutilized name. I mean, the University of Richmond is the Richmond Spiders. But spiders could be a really fun thing from a marketing perspective. It could be a good visual. It's unique. Now, the biggest hitch with a lot of this stuff with these franchises is getting the trademark and copyright ducks in a row. I think that's what Washington's football team is having so much trouble with. Why they're dragging this thing out. And I get that that's a problem, but you have money. Money solves problems. Just buy the stuff, be the spiders.
I think if they had money, they'd be signing Francisco Lindor a long time. maybe they don't have any money.
Well, maybe that will segue us to eventually talking about the Tigers and being cheap.
Yeah, let's do it. I know that you're fired up about this. So I'm just going to say Alavila had some words. They were not taken very well by Tigers Twitter, specifically you. Go ahead.
Well, the Alavila's quote was this. This is Alavila speaking. I look at it as being disciplined this year and resisting the urge to make a big splash. The last thing we want is to go out and spend some money that we're trying to get rid of next year or the year after. We want this to be long-term success, not short-term fix.
A lot of faith in yourself there, Al.
There's a lot of things to unpack there. Now, yes, I've had beef with some of this. One, what money are you trying to get rid of next year or the year after?
So he's insinuating that if he signs somebody this year, he's going to want to get rid of their money in the future because inevitably the signing will have gone wrong and that'll be dead weight money, right? Is that not the implication?
Well, I guess I thought he was implying Cabrera. Cabrera is the only guy under contract that we're owing significant money.
True, but he's also had a couple long-term ones on the books that he's just gotten rid of. He had the Prince money, the Zimmerman money. He had Anibal's money for a couple of years. I mean,
that money's all gone already. That's not money we're trying to get rid of next year or the year after.
I suppose that's true. Yeah,
I think
he just doesn't want to back himself into that corner again. I think that's what he's trying to say here. Whereas if you make a good signing, that's not a corner that you end up in. I'm not saying any of the guys out there.
I kind of get what you're saying.
Yeah, I think that's what he's going for. And I'm not saying that, you know, Springer, Realmuto, any of those guys would put him in that situation. But I think that's what he's insinuating that he wants to avoid.
But, like, wouldn't that just disqualify you forever from spending money?
I mean, down this logic train, yes, absolutely. I mean, unless Mike Trout comes available, I feel like you could be pretty sure that would be money well spent.
Right.
But beyond that, everyone carries risk.
And the first part of the quote, being disciplined, resisting the urge to make a big splash, like, we are irrelevant. We're not even pretending. Like, here's some things the Tigers, through Avila, could have said. we are really eager to get better. We are trying to pick our spots. We're looking at Real Muto and, you know, trying to get in on him if the price is right. We have a core of young players we're going to be ready to supplement here very shortly. We're looking to make long-term commitments to people to make us good over the next decade. They're not saying any of that. They're not even pretending to say any of that. They're saying, we're going to be bad. We don't really want to spend any money. And the thing that compounded all this for me was McCoskey. And this is a now deleted tweet that he got destroyed for. But Chris McCoskey, who writes for, I don't know, one of the papers, says, for those bitching about the Tigers' patient, opportunistic approach to free agency, if you owned a store and had no idea if or how long you'd be able to keep it open next year, or how many paying customers would be allowed in, would you fill shelves with the most expensive items? And this tweet, everybody piled on him for. But to liken the Detroit Tigers to a woe is me shopkeeper is insane. The Tigers franchise over the last decade added like $800 million worth of value. This is not a mom and pop store hoping to remain afloat. They're getting huge TV money. They're getting they're not suffering and worrying about their existence. MLB is a legal monopoly who is allowed by the federal government to just print money, you know? And also, as Tigers fans, we're allowed to bitch a little bit, okay? We're buying $120 jerseys. We can't find the freaking game on TV anywhere. We got to hunt it down and pay through the nose for whatever ways to try to find your service, and then you complain about it. Now, to be fair, like, McCoskey isn't the club, but he's doing an awful lot of apologizing for the club, and it was freaking annoying.
I mean, it's straight. That's okay. Just straight PR. Yeah, no doubt about that.
So my rant is over, but I don't have a lot of sympathy for the woe is me, the Tigers are too poor take. Now, you have to be wise. You don't want to sign the Zimmermans. You want to sign the good people. But that's the measure of a general manager. Any dope can spend zero money and suck. I could do that. Be a good GM and find the values, find the good players to win.
Yeah, and here's my thing with all of this. You look at who the big free agents are, the Springer, the Real Muto, the Bauer. Like, I don't know that any of those guys are actually good fits for us. But I want to at least have our general manager exude that if we wanted one of them, that we could get in the market for it. Like, I
lie to me.
Yes.
I don't care.
It's obscene to have visibly no interest in any of those. Like,
just and basically just saying, hey, we're going to be irrelevant for the next couple of years. And how long do you kick that can down the road? Okay. So 2 years becomes 4 years. 4 years becomes 6 years. Oh, we're rebuilding. Oh, we couldn't want to do it. You know, and to not even pay any lip service to having any attention to Real Muto. I mean, especially after Pudge Rodriguez.
After precedent of it working. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Lie to us, you know, at least be relevant.
And maybe the worst part about it is it's such disjointed thinking. Why do you bring in an AJ Hinch and a Chris Fetter if you're not going to give them the tools that they need to succeed?
Yeah, Ian Kroll does not count.
Speaking of Ian Kroll, did you see who he played for last year? Because immediately I thought of you.
Oh my gosh, there was some goofy, the Nerd Herders or something like that.
It's the Nerds, as in like the candy, the Nerds Herd.
The Nerds Herd.
Yeah, they were apparently the Southern Illinois Miners, which I think were originally in the Frontier League. They were doing kind of one of those like four teams at the same facility pool, like playing each other all the time. The Pittsburghers did a similar thing. He was playing in that. So,
McCoskey says he's dominating, not to pile on McCoskey all the time.
But I mean, to be fair, I would certainly hope that he is one of the other teams in that league had a former Pittsburgher on it. So that was cool. Not the same team, but Pittsburgher adjacent.
If we're going to get retreads, let's call Phil at least. Give Phil back.
At least be interesting. Probably throw the same left-handed velocity as Kroll.
For sure. And he'd be fun. Ugh.
I mean, I think a limited pool of people would find him to be fun. But, I mean, certainly some of us.
I would.
I think
the universe. The universe owes me a favor, okay?
So we have put absolutely zero effort into signing any free agents. We still need an outfielder.
Yes.
To the best of my knowledge, we are not even linked with any, correct? I mean, we got Bedu, but beyond that, still need a catcher.
We need a catcher.
I mean, we're going to end up with Avila again, aren't we? Like, that's where this is heading, I'm pretty sure.
I'd be happy with Avila.
I mean, yeah, we definitely could do worse.
He'd be a dramatic upgrade.
I don't know. Romine was decent last year. I mean, better.
Over who we have now.
Okay. Yeah. You're definitely
right. Hey, we don't have Romine anymore.
That is very true.
Even if we started the year with who we had last year, we'd be so much better. Get Scope and Crone back.
I mean, there has to be a Scope and a Crone and a Romine signing coming. There has to be at least a couple whole fillers. But here's the problem with
They'll probably spend $20 million, something like that.
The problem with signing three guys like that is we hit on all of them last year. What are the odds we're going to do that again? It's not high.
To be fair, there are a lot of mediocre catchers out there looking for work.
Yeah. The one that we were linked to was Kurt Casale, and I don't know if that was pure speculation. Yeah. But I've kind of long liked him. He started with the organization. He's a good game caller. Honestly,
wasn't Ian Kroll in part of that deal?
Potentially.
Which is funny.
That would be really funny.
Yeah.
All right. Before we move on from Ian Kroll, over under on one innings pitched in Detroit this season.
Under.
Give me the over. I think it happens. It's gonna happen.
No chance.
All right. And let's see. We still need a starting pitcher. They're linked with Taiwan Walker earlier in the winter, which I'd be all about. Former top prospect, real athletic guy, but haven't heard anything about that in what 3 or 4 weeks at this point. So that's a bummer.
Him and Tehran, whatever, are my two favorite foreign place name pitchers, which is nice. Taiwan and Tehran.
Ah, there you go. Julio Tehran. It took me a minute to get there.
Oh yeah, Julio Tehran.
It took me a minute.
I never.
Do you have any insight for the people as to who we're gonna go after? Have you been tapping your sources to try and learn who we're after?
No, I'm busy doing other super unimportant things. I haven't researched any. I looked at the catchers, but I have no idea. The Hinch today had a quote about wanting to add some pitching because they want to get it right. That was the quote.
I don't even know I don't know what that means in this context.
Yeah, I don't either. But basically, we need to not screw up the kids so much and have some veteran inning eaters. That's really what.
Idea.
Let's be real. That's what this is about. This is about calling Randy Wolf to come eat some innings or whoever the 2020's version of Randy.
Remember
Wolf
when
is.
We were disgusted by the fact that people like Randy Wolf and Eric Ibar could get inning / time for our team? Now they'd be like, all right, they'll be the fourth starter and hit fifth in our lineup.
It's fine.
The one saving grace, I will give Avila this. I did a little counting today. It appears that only 19 total free agents have signed to big league deals at this point in the winter.
Okay.
So it is a slow moving market. I do think that we are going to sign people. I don't count on being excited by who we sign. But I do think that we're going to sign a few guys.
It seems to me like the smarter thing is always to either jump early or wait till the very end.
Yeah, because we jumped early on Zimmerman, and that worked out really well, if I recall correctly. All right, last thing that I want to talk about, and I know you want to talk about, logo stuff.
Yeah.
Sending out surveys. I actually like that idea.
So the Tigers sent out like a fan survey. Obviously, not everybody gets it, but they were... basically just floating some logo change ideas. The first one paired like the tiger going through the D, and I'm pantomiming the action on camera so the claws are kind of out and it's bursting through the D, but not the rounded jersey D to which we are accustomed, but the cap pointy English D. And so that was an option. I did not find it I do not find that logo appealing. No. I don't like the cat bursting through
If you could actually, as you say, pantomime all of these as we go through them, that would be very helpful for me.
Okay. The second choice was the 70s era round roll coked out D.
Yeah.
You're familiar with this.
Yeah, with the tiger head.
With the bulging eyes. Here, I'm showing it. Okay.
That's spot on. That's eerie, right, actually.
The bulging eyes did it for you. Versus kind of the new, fancy, polished, angular, ferocious-looking tiger face. This is the tiger face that they've been using in the Comerica Park logo for a number of years. It's modern. It's clean. It's, you know, everything that, you know, the hip marketing folks
can
need.
Can I give you my animal take? So yes. you know me, I'm a big animal guy in all you regards
are. You are.
If you are going to put an ant, like, so there's an intrinsically cartoonish aspect of having an animal on a piece of clothing.
Sure.
If you don't go all the way to what looks like an out and out cartoon, like the old school one.
Yeah,
the current one is kind of in
like
this,
swinging the bat going. Yeah,
yeah, it's kind of in this middle ground of like it's too modern to be a cartoon, but it's too cartoon to be modern, and it
it's perfectly disturbing, which is exactly what we're after. This is a phenomenon. This is called the Polar Express phenomenon, where it's not. Have you ever found the characters in the movie? I know you don't watch movies, but
I have seen this one. I actually do like this one.
The characters in the Polar Express are creepy and disturbing because they're not quite for sure, like the whiny kid, like super creepy.
I do hate that kid. That kid is the living worst.
Yeah, so the characters are not realistic enough to be like believable, and they're not cartoony enough where you suspend disbelief. They're in the disturbing layer.
I will say I did not believe that. I was going to follow where you were going with that, but
the coked out. Yep. The coked out tiger is right there. Now, for Polar Express, I don't like it. But for the coked out tiger, it's like perfect.
Oh, yeah.
I want disturbing.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Yep. Yeah. Now, don't give me the modern tiger. I want just weirdness a little bit. Could you imagine if the Boston Red Sox made like this angry angular red sock?
I mean, that doesn't sound bad. I'm not gonna lie to you, that sounds okay.
They don't need to make it look like a newly minted minor league team logo where it's all like black border and, you know, whatever.
I mean, they don't have to, but I'd probably buy a hat. Just kidding. I would never wear red Sox anything.
Yeah. Anyway. And then the last matchup they had, the traditional kind of word mark versus a new word mark that had Detroit in script as well as the Tigers in script. I'm not a big fan of script, which is, you know, the loopy kind of. I wish they would go back in the away jerseys away from the script, back to the Gibson era block.
Yeah.
Detroit, I much prefer that.
It's probably because you have messy handwriting, don't you?
Oh, for sure.
See, I have very neat handwriting, and I actually don't mind a little script. I think that it's a left brain, right brain kind of thing.
Maybe. No, I want the block. So anyway, basically just do nothing, Tigers. It's fine.
Definitely.
If anything, go back to the rounded jersey D.
All of the old ones were the good ones, and all of the new ideas were kind of poop.
The kids are all wrong. New ideas are bad, and old things are better, and it's always been better.
Definitely. All right. Are you ready to move on to power? Do you have any other tiger things to discuss? Because honestly,
I don't.
Since the last time we recorded, very little has happened.
Yeah. Well, if you wait long enough, things happen, right? I suppose. True. I there's something else I have in mind, but maybe we'll wait till questions because I think there's a question about it.
If what I'm thinking is what you're thinking, then yes, I think we got a few questions about it.
It fits better in the question segment.
We shouldn't have talked about anything else. It should have just been an hour on that.
We may need another half hour around one particular tweet. It's coming, friends. Buckle up. But today is December 14 that we're recording this. If you count today, how many days do we have till Christmas?
12.
I'll spare you that. Well, if you count today and Christmas, work with me, Hall. There's 12 days ish till Christmas.
I was thinking 12.
Did you know that there's a famous song about this?
I did.
Yes, it's called The 12 Days of Christmas.
Interesting.
You may have sung it before or at least heard it.
I don't sing. I'm actually vehemently opposed to the construct of singing, but go on.
You don't go caroling? You're not into merriment?
No. Why would I go to somebody else's house? They don't want me there, and I don't want to be there.
Do you deck the halls?
My wife decks the halls.
Do you don the gay apparel?
I just don my normal apparel.
Do you doff it then too? Anyway, so there's 12 days of Christmas. I'm not going to tell you. You're familiar with the items in the 12 days of Christmas. So I will be power ranking for you the top 7 and the bottom 3 gifts that you might receive on the 12 days of Christmas.
I kind of had a feeling that's where this was going.
Did you?
I like it. Let's go.
Coming in at number 7 is the 3 French hens. Well, they're foreign and kind of fancy. They're French.
Probably real pretentious, though.
Very snooty. They're like the Quebecois. They love Derrida and philosophy. But they're hens. That's good. So they might kick out an egg for you.
That's nice.
And that eggs from French hens make French toast.
Obviously true.
That's good. I like French toast. Coming in at number 6 is 8 maids a milking.
This sounds like trouble.
I currently don't have any dairy livestock, but if I did, I think I'd find the maids helpful to do their a milking.
Telling me adding in 8 maids to your house would make your life easier. But they wouldn't create more problems. It would go in the opposite direction.
Well, they're the only people in this song that have a job, like a real job. Everybody else is, frivolously music making. The maids are gainfully employed.
I mean, can't argue with that.
They are a milking.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Number 5 is the lone partridge in a pear tree. I mean, you get the partridge, which is fine, but I mostly want the pears and the tree. I mean, trees are nice. You plant it, you get pears.
Pears grow on trees.
Where else would they grow?
I don't know. Pear farmer. I don't know where pears come from. Bushes?
There's a house in our neighborhood that, in the median between the road and the sidewalk, has a pear tree growing.
Really? They grow in Michigan? I assume that was a tropical plant. I assume all fruit, actually, to be fair, is tropical plants because they're sweet.
You grew up in Traverse City. Do you not know fruits grow on trees? Like, right. That's literally the thing you're known
you
for.
You have exposed a gap in my knowledge base.
I'm from Traverse City, and I don't know anything about fruit trees. Come on.
I've been gone from the state of Michigan for 8 months, and all my knowledge is gone with it.
Yes, pears grow on trees and contain partridges, evidently. Okay. Number 4 is 12 drummers drumming. Now, I'm a big electronic music fan. I want that. I can't resist that sick beat. I got to have the drum cadence. There was way better than the Piper's pipe for sure.
Hear me out on this. 12 people drumming would be so loud. That would
it's like a drum circle.
That's not a bad thing. 100% of the time is a drum circle,
feel it in my chest.
Woof.
Yeah. Woof. The tritoms.
Hard pass. The only exception would be like a Nick Cannon, drumline style 12 drummers drumming. That would be fine.
Well, you got to have 12 then. I mean, one is going to do you any good.
I think one would do just as much good as 12.
All right. Agree to disagree. Number 3 is 6 geese a-laying. Now, I'm assuming these are like the white domestic geese and like farm geese and not the angry Canadian geese.
Those are the worst. I hate those things.
But unlike the French hens, we know we are getting eggs because these geese are a-laying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So have you ever had a goose egg?
I don't think so.
Tigers have had a lot of goose eggs.
You said that. Set that up from the beginning. I'd like to think you wrote that joke in your notes.
No, I did. I just I pulled it out of my orifice, much like a goose does an egg. So. All right. That was number three. Number two. Here we go.
Here we go.
Number two is the nine ladies dancing.
Oh, getting saucy.
You know I find this appealing. So basically in the song, the nine ladies dancing is the medieval version of TikTok. The ladies, right? Now you could probably find nine ladies dancing pretty fast.
Yeah,
you just only flip on your app.
Phone. Yeah.
They're TikTok. The ladies dancing. Not that's pretty good. It's number two. Number one, you have a guess?
I'm assuming the gold rings.
Yes, absolutely. You want to quickly exchange these gifts for straight cash. And gold, you can bring to the gold and silver exchange or whatever is we buy gold place up the road.
Or you could hang on to it because at some point in the near future, it will be the yes. only world currency. So,
yeah, we should doomsday prep by stashing my gold rings.
Yeah.
Sonic would be proud. So this is the only non-bird or person on the list, but a lot of people theorize that really what the song is talking about is the ring-necked pheasants, five golden rings, ring-necked pheasants, which would go along with the bird theme. But even the pheasants are delicious, so even that could be number one.
Do you question whether the author of this song maybe had some psychological issues that...
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, made like them so incredibly interested. In avian
birds and people.
Yeah. It's a little disturbing.
People who are a-doing things. Okay. the three worst. Third from the worst is the four calling birds. They're calling. You know they're loud and annoying. And we don't even know what type of birds. They're just birds. It's probably some trash bird. Like if somebody offers you to a meal of fish, you know it's not good. Like, you know, it's not trout. It's not, you know, Chilean sea. This is, no, you're getting fish. If it's non-defined, you know it's trash.
That is impeccable logic. Can't argue with any of that.
Or calling birds, generic birds. Number two from the worst is the 10 lords a-leaping.
I don't even know. I can't even picture that.
Yeah, you got 10 dudes coming over, and they're what, just jumping over things? Like, do something productive, lords. We don't want any royalty. This is America.
Wait, so ladies dancing and potentially leaping is two. Dudes leaping and potentially dancing is on the bottom half of the list.
First of all, it
sounds like
dudes.
Sexism.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're not. Their choreography is horrible. They're just leaping.
How do you know that they're not leaping?
They're
in unison?
All leaping.
That would be some good choreography.
Mix in a pirouette, mix in, you know, a booty shake or something. They're just a leaping.
Well, right. I mean, maybe that is their skill set and they don't want to, you know, do something that they're not good at.
Well, go do the long jump or something. I mean, I don't need 10 of you in my house a leaping.
All right.
The worst one, you have a guess?
I can't even think of any more, so no.
Is the seven swans a-swimming? First of all, have you ever encountered a swan?
I have. They're not pleasant.
They're mean.
They're mean.
They're hate incarnate. They really are.
They really
I was
are.
In a jet ski one time, and a swan like pursued me.
You should have been able to get away from it in a jet ski.
It was a no-wake zone.
Oh.
I didn't want to break the rules. swans. And they're swimming. You have to have a body of water for these swans. They're just angry. Swans are trash. So that's a happy holiday power rankings. Thank you.
All right. So I've been putting in the miles on the roads of South Bend, which are far more road and sidewalk than in northern Michigan, where I was typically on, you know, dirt paths. But anyway, I told you a couple weeks back that a couple episodes back that I have the ability to run down to our zoo now. It's within running distance. So running back from the zoo the other day, I see in the distance what looks like a playing card. Did I tell you about the playing cards?
No, I don't think so.
You know, this is not to puff myself up, but I do so many pod, it's hard to remember which stories I've told on which. So I found a, you know, like playing cards, you know, diamonds, spades, etc.
Yes.
There was like five or six cards, like, you know, on the ground, all of them hearts, no other suit, just hearts. And then like a week later, completely different road, probably 2 or 3 miles apart, I found a bunch of spades. Like, I don't know what it means, but it definitely doesn't mean nothing.
This is part of a plot of a psychological thriller, murder thriller, I think.
Yeah, so when I find like the diamonds or something, I'll let you guys know.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's background for the story I'm telling today. So I see a card up in the distance. I'm thinking, oh, it's probably just one of the playing cards, probably a different suit. So just chilling on the sidewalk next to a big road in South Bend is a 1992 Upper Deck Brian Downing baseball card.
Wow.
Are you familiar with Brian Downing? More from your era.
No.
He played from like, played 20 years. He was an all-star in 1979. Wow. I did some research on this particular card. You can get three of them in near mint condition on eBay for 99 cents.
Okay.
This one was not in mint condition. But this man played 20 years, all-star in 1979, 275 career homers, over 1,000 career RBIs, and a career WAR of 51.5. And I've never heard of him.
I've never heard of him in my life. And his baseball card is worth 33 cents.
Yes, and that's the bulk rate.
Only if you buy three.
Yeah, so probably even less if you were to buy it singly. All right, so that's what I saw.
That's an interesting find. That's a good get.
I actually picked it up because and brought it with me because if I was being truthful, between the time when I saw it and the time when I got home, there's no way I would remember the name. So I'm like, I literally have to bring this with me.
Yes,
if I'm going to tell the story.
Physical object. Yes,
because that straight up would have been out of my mind. All right, let's move on to Twitter questions. This is what everyone's been waiting for.
Are you ready?
Been ready since it happened.
Okay, we're going to do these in reverse chronological order, I guess. No, chronological order, okay. David Fleece Fleiss asks, if you were a Tigers GM, what splash move would you make this offseason?
I feel like the boring answer would be Real Muto, but I'm pretty sure it's the answer. Right,
that is the right answer.
Yeah, the only other one
I'd need a catcher
considers is DJ LeMahieu. Just because I think he's a similarly transformative character. Like, if you're trying to build a winning culture, I think he's going to help you, just like getting your, you know, starting catcher would.
I know who I don't want, and that's Trevor freaking Bauer. It's annoying.
Well, I don't think you're going to have to worry about that.
Oh, did he go to the Angels or whatever?
No, he just isn't
just
going
we're
to come to
poor.
Us. Yeah.
Yeah, got it, yeah. How are you? Oh, Rob Sisson asks, how are you going to celebrate AL Kaline's birthday on 12/19? AL Kaline? Change the batteries in my smoke detector.
That's nice.
Alkaline batteries. It's an old joke.
That's a good one.
That's about as your Cleveland Flaming Rivers.
That was a. If I was, tell me this, if I was the first one to come up with that, would that not have been funny?
A city's fire river starts on fire one time and all of a sudden you got a reputation.
I mean, it's Ohio. It's one thing, you can make fun of me for living in Indiana. At least I don't live in Ohio.
Yeah. David Fleece Fleiss double dips and is asking a second question. Which team's rebuild style would you hope the Tigers decide to emulate?
This one's pretty easy. Give me the Astros. They ended up winning a World Series.
Yeah, yeah. I would say the Dodgers because they just spend truckloads of money.
See, I don't know that I want that. Call me millennial, but I'd rather win with a bunch of kids that we've developed from, you know.
So you want to be the Rays?
The holistic finish approach. Second. Yeah, I don't want to just throw a bunch of money at it. I mean, granted, I would certainly take winning a World Series if that's how it came. But if I have my choice, yeah, give me the Astros. Let me develop it.
There you go. Jeremy Troya, the better of the Troya brothers, asks, which team should I root for now that the Tigers basically admitted they aren't even trying to get better?
That's a good question.
Brewers or Blue Jays?
Yeah, Rays.
Yeah, a lot of people are liking the Rays. I'm a lifer, though. I mean, the Tigers could stink forever, and I'd basically be a Lions fan, but for the Tigers, I just... Yeah,
that's good, because I'm pretty sure that's the situation we're in.
Yeah, I never had a childhood baseball team that I liked beside the Tigers. It was always the Tigers. For football, I liked the Bills for a while, and I'm a Bucks fan now, but for the baseball, it's always been the Tigers.
Is it purely Mike Allstott? Is that...
Such a stud. I love Allstott so much. Let's see. Robert Baker asks, what is one of Manfred's rule changes you'd overturn the instant you took over as commissioner?
Ooh, that's a good
one. You know, for all the weeping and gnashing of teeth about the rule changes, I think they're mostly fine. I'd get rid of the because didn't last year we have the three outs thing already?
Reliever, three batter minimum. Yeah. Yes, I would for sure get rid of that.
But I basically didn't notice it was in, honestly.
Yeah,
I mean, but I would get rid of that. That'd be what I'd get rid of.
Yeah, definitely. And I would implement the runner at second to start extra innings games because I think that's fun.
Everybody cries about that, but I'm sure it's fine.
I like it. I think it's fun.
Yeah. Nick Holla asks, in non-COVID world, who on the Tigers would you have at Christmas dinner?
That's an interesting one. I feel like
maybe Badu, because he's probably needs a place to go for dinner. Your rule five guy.
Are you assuming that he doesn't have family? That seems very presumptuous.
Maybe you need to eat because you need some gift cards or something because you're not making any money as a big leaguer.
That's fair. I mean, I think Norris would be the obvious choice. He would certainly bring a certain something to the party. Nico would be fun.
Yep.
And I know he's not on our 40 man or maybe anyone's 40 man, but obviously Blaine and Nikki would be the go-to.
Okay. So who on our team has any kind of personality that you know about? Just period. Forget dinner, forget anything. Who on our team has some kind of personality that you've experienced? Cabrera.
Yes.
Daniel Norris.
Yep. I mean, Boyd, I mean,
kind of Boyd.
I mean,
because of his charity work.
I feel like I know who he is without who he is being particularly interesting.
Right. Joe Jimenez.
Yes.
Is there anybody else?
Just mentally going through. No.
Yeah.
Not particularly.
Like we haven't gotten close. There's no intimacy with our players. We don't know them. There's no jokes. There's no, you know, profiles. There's, you know, okay, we know that Fulmer likes to do plumbing in the off season or whatever. That's about it. Like, we don't know these guys at all.
Yeah, that's true. Question. Sad. And this is not to pile on Fox Sports Detroit, but is that a little bit their fault? Like, are they who is supposed to be giving us that?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, obviously.
Like, give us some of the silly stuff. And part of it is like, we had an abbreviated season. And also, it's harder than ever to find Fox Sports these days. Like, in a world where you stream everything, it's not like you pop on the channel and watch the prefix and the suffix programs that are happening around the game, really. Does that make sense? Like, you tune in for a specific thing. You don't just kind of, like, have TV on as much.
Oh, right. Yeah. No doubt about that. Yep.
Anyway, that's how I feel.
And
so maybe they're doing it, and some of it we just don't catch.
If that is the case, I'm probably good avoiding.
You're probably what?
Probably good avoiding that yeah, content. Yeah.
Bill Humphrey asks, comments on the Cleveland team / logo change. We talked about that some. Can I still in good conscience watch the movie Major League?
Yes.
It's kind of frozen in time.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen people say, well, like, what do we do about that? It was a moment at, like, you don't change history. You just look at it differently based on the lenses of what you're seeing now. Like, it's not. Right. You know,
also, it's been a while since I've seen the movie Major League, but it seemed like some of the stuff that they did in the movie was so over top with the Indian Native American kind of energy that it was almost a parody of how ridiculous it was. Am I remembering the movie wrong?
It's been a long time since I've seen it too. Yeah. So you may be right.
I wonder if it was secretly a critique of that even in its time.
I wouldn't be surprised. That makes any sense. Yeah.
This is one of my favorite questions this week. It comes from Adam Langworthy. He asks, does Joe Jimenez give people autographed pictures of Joe Jimenez for Christmas? And the answer, of course, is yes.
Yes, of course. He absolutely does. I'd be stunned if he didn't.
He's giving them out to people at the teller at the bank, whoever helps him get his groceries, you know. Hi, here, I have this. That'd be... finally, somebody with a personality on our team. I love it. Alan Abs asks, do you intricately wrap gifts with precise folding and taping, festooned with ribbons and bows, and using alternating designs of wrapping paper, or do you keep it simple?
So I'm gonna guess for you before I give my answer. I'm gonna guess yes for you.
Oh, I'm a simplicity guy.
Really? All right.
Yep.
I'm
a competent rapper, but that's about it.
Yeah, I wish that I could be the fancy guy that you described. I just don't have the skill set to pull that off.
Yeah. My in-laws, when I go, they have like stuff attached to it, like bells and plastic holly, and it's got like the ribbon wrap and stuff like this. It looks like it's out of a catalog.
Dang, you got bougie AF.
Oh, it is bouge for sure. Yeah. Nicholas Wisniewski asks, how much actual cash would you donate to a Kickstarter that would pay Lynn to read his tweet aloud? Okay. This maybe needs to get unpacked or unhooked a little bit.
Before we do that, I the first time I read this question, I thought it meant just Lynn's tweets in general, just to have him, just all of them, to have an audio log of him saying them.
Okay.
Because I pay a lot of money for too.
Let me set this up. First of all, if you're in the car with children, this isn't going to get graphic, but we're going to use some female anatomy terms. Northern hemisphere, but you know, we're going to have to do this. Okay. So just a heads up. Lynn Henning, who's the former Tigers writer, pretty much his Twitter feed these days is mostly political retweets and nothing particularly interesting.
In a lot of ways, you could say that it's been that way for quite some time.
Then on Sunday, 12:07 p.m.
Interesting, Strzok.
Out of nowhere comes Henning from the top rope with this tweet, and I will read it for you verbatim. Are you ready? I don't know if I can get through it. Okay, here I go. This is in the voice of Lynn Henning. Okay. I am here to declare today that I have never uttered the word boobs. I loathe the word boobs. I repudiate the word boobs. They are breasts, a beautiful word, and one I will champion the remainder of my breathing days. That's it. That's the tweet. Henning from the top rope with the boobs tweet.
I mean, literally everything that we like to think of Lynn. just came true in one 140 character message.
It's so random, but so on point. That was a gift to us all. It was a treasure. That was Thank you, Lynn.
One of those. I saw it, and I did a double take. I'm like, all right, this is the Lynn account. All right.
You checked for the blue mark, didn't you?
I mean, you have to in that situation. That was
okay.
I mean, in 2020, with all of the stuff that's gone wrong, finally we caught a break.
And I had a heyday with everybody had a heyday with the Lynn Henning tweet. So to get Nick Wisniewski, I would probably pay $5, maybe $10 of my own hard-earned money to have Lynn read that out loud.
Yeah.
If it's to charity, I'd probably donate significantly more to get a recording of Lynn Henning reading his tweet out loud.
Yeah, I feel like I'd go 5 to 10 for the single tweet or 5 to 10 on a monthly subscription just to hear him read all of his tweets.
All right. So we need to stay on theme here. Chris Iatt, former beat writer for MLive, asks us this. What word for a body part do you repudiate, and what word will you champion the remainder of your breathing days? I can't. I mean, how do you feel about bosoms? Is bosoms a good word?
Bosoms feels like a word that you would use regularly.
I don't know. I want to keep it PG. This is ridiculous. Champion the remainder of your breathing days. Okay, skipping ahead. Mitch from Michigan asks, is Lynn's tweet the greatest thing to happen in 2020?
I mean, it's also certainly on a short list.
It's pretty good. Maybe we're making too much of it, but it was a treasure. The thing is, it's just out of nowhere. It's not like somebody, Lynn, please tell me your opinion about boobs and the word.
Yeah, it was the ultimate, sir, this is an Arby's.
It was. Just out of nowhere. Oh, and yeah. And like, who is so bent out of shape about the word boobs? Like, it's
Lynn.
Not.
Lynn is who's so bent out of shape about that word.
I get breast is like anatomically appropriate and correct, but like, boobs has a pretty wide following. Like, I think a lot of people are pretty comfortable with boobs.
I'd very much like to hear him elaborate on
why it's so objectionable. Yes. Maybe he just loves the word breasts so much. Maybe that's it. His affection for breasts outweighs his disdain for boobs. I don't know. Okay. Mitch also says, I'd like the record to reflect that I prefer the terms cans, knockers, rack, or fawns in case my old catechism teacher happens to tune in. Thank you, Mitch. The record is so reflected. Okay. Getting on to far more serious things. Jacob Skoronek has a question for you. Would you rather have Ed Woodward or Al Avila as the Tigers GM? Who is Ed Woodward?
Ed Woodward would be the money spender at Man United.
Oh, so he's like the GM or whatever.
Yes.
What do they call them there? Managers?
Director.
Or director. Club football directors.
Yeah. Like I guess I take Ed. I mean, neither of them are particularly skilled at their job, but at least Ed spends a little bit of money here and there.
Well, doesn't Man U have just truckloads of money?
They do, but they don't spend their truckloads of money. That's what therein lies the issue. Yeah, no.
Well, don't they just look across town? I mean, City knows how to do it, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that they could very much take their lead. That'd be helpful. Not a soccer podcast.
Yeah, sorry.
Wish it were.
Mr. Jacob also asks us, which Tiger makes the best homemade gifts? Well, besides Joe Jimenez's pictures of himself.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah, I mean,
see Turnbull being pretty thoughtful.
Could you?
Yeah.
Ginger? Again, this goes to the absence of personalities on the team. I just feel it feels bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, do you have any Eric Haas stories that we should be knowing about? Like, nobody knows.
I actually saw him and his wife share an embrace after a spring training game. It was, were you watching the game that they hit like six?
So home? Eric is a known hugger. We know that.
He is for sure a hugger. It was the game when he hit the ball like over the hitter's eye in center field this spring. And then he was just chilling with his wife and family out in the concourse after the game.
So the sum total we know about him is he loves his family.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good start. You'd certainly do worse.
We could build a meme around Eric Haas loves his family.
Is he even going to be back next year?
It's a good reputation to have.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I think that's plenty of questions. Thank you for your questions.
Yeah.
And thank you primarily to Lynn Henning. Let's be real.
I mean, Lynn is why we're recording a show tonight, if we're being honest.
So good. Okay, this tweet was so good. I'm eating dinner. In my household, Sunday lunch is called dinner. I don't know why. Anyway, Hall, my phone buzzes, and here's Hall having to get the Lynn tweet to me as soon as possible. And you were absolutely correct.
The very second I saw it, I'm like, oh, must pass this along.
I would have been so angry at you if you didn't send me that the moment you saw it. So good. Here I am minding my own business, and I just have boobs coming at me from Lynn. Thank you.
He's real pissed about those boobs coming at you. Such a wordsmith. I always talk about we need to rewrite the national anthem. You know who we should have to rewrite it would be Lynn.
Yeah. He'd have the esoteric language like perfectly down.
Yeah. I'll submit it. I think Obama could probably get that done for us these days. He doesn't have much else going on.
Yeah. What else is he doing? Yeah. That's Twitter questions. Thank you. I don't know where I'm going from here. Take it from here.
All right. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can. I am on Twitter and Instagram at hosted by Jay Hall. Eric is at Eric Wayne's Brain. The show is at Podcastianos. You can learn more about our presenting sponsor, Martin Supermarkets, at martins-supermarkets.com or on social media at Martin's Markets. Eric, last show before Christmas. Anything to say to the people before we get out of here?
Yeah, hopefully 2021 is going to be all hugs and smiles. We're going to pump that vaccine into all of us as soon as possible. It's going to be so good. I hope we have baseball. I hope we have good things again very soon.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Take care of yourself. Be well, friends.
Yeah, stay safe. Wear your masks.
Yep.
And that means that no matter what holiday you're celebrating over the next couple of weeks, wish you a very happy and or merry one of those. But yeah, let's take care of each other.
Indeed.
And hopefully we will have a full season of baseball next year.
And yes. And if your ears get hungry for more, Hall has 12 or 13 podcasts you can catch, and I recommend them all.
Well, that is very nice. Speaking of, we're recording another one tomorrow. It's called Fully Grown Men. It is with myself and two other people who are just as masculinity challenged as myself.
Are you going to break down Recipe for Seduction?
Probably. We actually discussed it a little bit on the last show, but yeah, we should probably all tune into that. It's going to be interesting. I mean, I can't say anything beyond that, but it's going to be interesting.
It's quite the tease. You're a professional.
Yeah.
I know how you do it.
All right. Thank you all. With that being said, we will catch you guys in the near future. And eat 'em up, Tigers, eat 'em up.
Goodbye.
This has been a production of the Alpha Dog Podcast Network. Find more shows at alphadogagency.com/podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.